Yo, good evening everyone, and welcome to the month of March 2021. My name is G. Also go by the name of Gemini Touch on the decks from time to time. Another month, and trying to really get this audio newsletter, hybrid newsletter, kind of kicked off officially. We did it last month or the month before. Fuck, I don't know. February was a little rough for me, not gonna lie. But we got the newsletter kicked off this year and kind of decided to do it a little bit more of a hybrid kind of way. Hybrid in the sense that I'm not really writing a lot of copy in the newsletter. I'm simply just writing a little something and then a link to the pod. So this is it. I think this might be the second one we do in this format. A complete different direction than what we were doing when the studio was really popping in 2013 to 2019, I would say. So yeah, this is it. And from time to time, I do plan on having guests and stuff, but keeping it really simple and using this just as a platform for me to communicate some of the things that are happening right now at the studio, things that are coming up, just updates in general for those who actually care about what the fuck we're doing. I'm not sure how many people are going to listen, but those that do, just know that there's going to be some gems in here, like early info on some of the things that we've been working on, which today I was supposed to announce it for this month, but we're just waiting on word from the city mayor Todd Gloria, and obviously from coming down from the state level as well, just San Diego County to move from the the purple tier to the red tier, so that indoor dining can return. For us, we don't really have dining so much. I mean, if you call the burritos dining, but it's more so for just being able to sit down for 2 hours inside to do the listening experience. So we're waiting on that and keeping our fingers crossed that today would be the day, but it did not happen. So we're gonna wait again and again until all this shit turns for the best. So none of that this month, and we wanted to announce it this month because we've been working on the nighttime project, so the PM experience, which we're calling Gaspar. So no official update yet until we get the green light. So yeah, just a quick debrief on what's been going on in the last month and what we can look forward to at the studio this month at Long Play Hi-Fi, and also with Gaspar eventually. But let's just quickly do a little rundown of what happened. So we launched the memberships in January. They officially kicked off in February, and memberships are now officially off the ground, and we still have a few openings, but not a lot. So keeping the membership to about 25 people right now. So if you get in, you get in, and if you don't, well, there will be more eventually becoming available. Right now, 25 is what we're starting with. And just so you know, the memberships are going to also have, aside from all the cool shit that they already have, but they're going to be the first people that we invite to experience the PM experience at the shop. So those are up on the website now. Any questions, please DM about them to me, to us, and yeah, we'll debrief you on that. But it's essentially just a monthly membership that includes unlimited coffee NT, depending on which tier you get. And both memberships include things like early bookings for when we get the indoor seating again for the weekends. So we're only going to do reservations on the weekends, and members will have pre-booking available. And additional discounts on the kiosk for things like merch, etc. And yeah, man, it's pretty badass. Honestly, it's badass. So memberships live, and we're about to hit the last month of the quarter with memberships. So shout out to all the members. Shout out to Paru Tea and Floating Seed, which we kicked off the tea program officially, finally in February. Kind of got it kicked off a little bit in January, but February finally just formalized the introduction of Paru Tea at the shop. So Paru Tea, if you guys haven't heard about them, they're in Point Loma in San Diego. Shout out to Amy. And yeah, I mean, super stoked. Amy and Lonnie, sorry. Lonnie, I'm not forgetting about you. I'm just thinking about that damn tea. It's so freaking good. It's called the Hojicha, and it's a blend from Kyoto. It's a green tea roasted at a really high flame. Super tasty. I'm excited to have it at the shop and offering it to our members as well as part of the experience. Floating Seed, Jan and Leo, shout out to you guys for the really tasty single origin from Nayarit that we had at the shop. We're going to be pouring it for probably this week and next, since we still have a lot of it left. We got a bunch, that's why. And yeah, I'm really excited to keep working with it. Feels like February, just because we kind of got it towards the middle of February ish so we're kind of letting it ride out the full month, as we have done for other roasters as well. So thanks a lot to Floating Seed. Coffee bags are still available for sale at the kiosk and online. And we're going to be pouring that beautiful Nayarit coffee still at the shop. So, cool. Next up, Mixcloud. I don't know if you guys listen to Mixcloud. They have a really cool integration with Apple CarPlay and Apple TV. And I'm sure they have it with other formats as well. But Mixcloud happens to be one of the coolest. And this is not an ad, by the way. But I'm just saying this because they are the only platform that allows us to stream our DJ sets without any interruption. So we've been uploading a lot of our sets from our guest selectors up on the platform, and it's really well stocked right now with dope music. We just uploaded two mixes last month, one from our friend Rui in Bangkok, who runs Easy Sundays out there, and he did a guest set for us from Bangkok, which was amazing, alongside Mike. And we also had Ginza Music Bar, DJ Shinichi Osawa, and Nobuhiro Toriba, founder/owner of Ginza Music Bar in Tokyo. And if you guys have met me, you'll know that I definitely like to talk about listening bars in Japan, but Ginza Music Bar is one of the really, really special places for me. So we did that collab last month with them. I did a set for them as well. And the set that they did for us is now live and playing up on the Long Play Mixcloud. So peep it out. Super dope stuff up on the Mixcloud. The Chica Soul set is up on there too. Shout out to Danny, who I saw her this past weekend and had a chance to meet her mom, which was dope. Chica Soul Mixcloud set was one of the first ones that we uploaded, so good stuff. Additionally, want to talk about some of the new arrivals that we had at the kiosk this month. So we are super stoked that our homie Ricky Rigoretti on Instagram, Ricky's the homie, and his side project Set Spaces is kind of like a real project, not just a side project. It's an actual project that has a vinyl record. That's when you know shit's legit. He has a vinyl. Not only that, it's 180 grams and it has scent design, and we're the only space to sell it. And we're super, super grateful for him to consider us for the opportunity, and super stoked to be able to have our first record that we sell at the shop to be this this really special record that is from a friend, and it just has tremendous detail to it. So Set Spaces record now at the kiosk, and it is $25. It's a steal. Honestly, when you guys check out the amount of detail on the scent design, and when I say scent design, I mean that this thing smells really freaking good. They hired a scent designer to add a smell that goes with the music that will change over time, and it's just chef kiss. Good. Really, really good. We also got in finally after a couple months, and I have to say I'm really grateful for these magazines to be with us. We have Record Magazine issue 8. If you guys know about Record Magazine, it kind of reminds you of Apartamento magazine. It's small, has really good editorial, great photographs, and it comes out twice a year. Apartamento comes out 4 times a year, I believe, but this one's bi-yearly. And we are super stoked to have it. What can I say? Super stoked. This is kind of like the direction that I want to take the kiosk to, you know, to have some really special print material, reading material overall. And if you guys look at Record Mag, it's so dope because it has so few ads that it's great. I want to quickly also, moving on, I want to shout out and say thank you to all of the track selectors, guests that we had last month at the studio, starting with Marcela, Palm Collective. Muchas gracias, Marcela. As always, tremendous sets. My brother Pink Panther Project, Alan. Again, thanks a lot, man. You're showing some real skills on the decks these days, so super stoked to have you with us. Our good friend Gorgeous Jeff, first time playing with us, really grateful to finally, after all these DMs and just kind of talking about it, to finally get it going, man. So great to have you. Welcoming back our good friend Thierry from Rasta Pasta Records, who laid down some dope reggae beats this past Sunday. Super dope. I want to say thank you as well to my brother from another mother, Diego Hernandez, the legendary chef Diego Hernandez, previously of Corazón de Tierra, now with Bete Noire Ensenada, who graciously invited me and opened the doors to their home, their decks, and I played a small intimate set on Valentine's Day out there in Ensenada, which was really fun. You guys go down to Ensenada, considering once things are feeling safe for you to go down, please keep Bete Noire on the radar. They're fucking dope. It's a Japanese style listening bar as well that I'm just super proud of Diego and the team, and Ismael Chango, fuck man, Dex, pleasure to play there. So Bete Noire, gracias. Gracias por la oportunidad, gracias por la hospitalidad. Muy agradecido. Last up is just a new little segment that I am just kind of include, because a lot of people, I found that at the shop, a lot of people always ask me what I'm listening to, what's the last record that I bought. That's like the most common question, like what have you bought recently? So I want to take this opportunity to just kind of shout out a record store that is where I bought my last couple records. Normal Records, San Diego, Caleb. Don't sleep on Caleb, guys. Normal Records has some good stuff. And I'll put it to you this way. I've been in a real heavy, like, jazz kick for I would probably say the last like 11 years of my life easily, but as of recently, like maybe 2 years to now, really just becoming really obsessed with like harp jazz. So I'm talking about like Dorothy Ashby, talking about Alice Coltrane. And I was in the mood for buying an Alice Coltrane record. So I was in the neighborhood, walked in, and lo and behold, Caleb has not only one, two, but like four Alice Coltrane records. So I copped two Alice Coltrane records out there. One with Pharoah Sanders, and they're just tremendous. Tremendous records. And I also picked up one that I was very, very impressed not only that Caleb had it, that just that it existed on vinyl, simply that it actually existed on vinyl. And it's Nicholas Jaar's last full-length record, which is called Cenizas, and it's a really beautiful record. And I had been listening to it recently as well, just again like remembering how good of a freaking record that is. And I found it at Normal. So Caleb, Normal Records, wow man, great selections. Your curation of the shop, I think, has a little bit of something for everybody in a nice and organized space. So Normal Records. I also copped a couple other things just quickly to kind of mention the other two records that I picked up. I picked up one from Back At Your Records, Suaveville Us, it's called. It's an independent soul from 1971 to 84. Really stoked to get that. I'm not a big fan on getting comps unless they're really, really well curated and coming from a really good place. So shout out to Back At Your Records, because I see you guys, man. You guys are doing some good shit out there. So another one that I picked up was the Can't Fool Me Twice by the Lakesiders, and that's out on Mango Hill Records out of Miami, Florida. So I picked up the 7-inch on that, waiting patiently for it to arrive, because that's, again, if you guys know me, you know the Lakesiders is one of the groups that I'm really looking forward to seeing more music from. They're out of LA. They dropped a couple I've only been able to get my hands on one 7-inch from them. It's on Big Crown Records, label at Brooklyn. Music's dope. So that about concludes it for me today, staying under 20 minutes. It's a good job. I'm going to be putting this out as a link on the newsletter. Make sure to check it out. Again, memberships are live. I do recommend, if you guys are in SD and you're coming to the shop already, do consider membership, because it's going to get you in to the PM stuff we're going to start doing as soon as the city allows it. And looking forward to meeting all of you. And for those that I've already met, I'm looking forward to welcoming you back. And hopefully, you know, keeping up the good vibes and making you guys feel good with some good music and good coffee, good burritos. Appreciate you guys' business and appreciate the support as always. And look forward to making this happen again next month, guys. So cheers.